message.
At the very least, most of us are busy doing what we need to do to survive. It's very easy to get caught up in our routines, often just going through the motions to make it through yet another day. We go to work or to school, do our jobs, return home, fulfill our domestic responsibilities, prepare for the next day, go to bed to sleep in preparation for doing it all again the next day. Rinse and repeat. In this whirlwind of activity, it's all too common to neglect an essential aspect of our well-being, nourishing our spirit. It is often the difference between surviving and thriving. Our spirit is the essence of who we are. It is often overlooked, ignored, or pushed to the back burner, but if we wish to live a full, joy-filled life, we must pay as much attention and care to our spirit as we do to our physical bodies. Envision your life as a flame. When it's burning bright, we feel alive, motivated, and connected to something bigger and greater than ourselves. But when it is neglected, that flame will flicker and fade, leaving us feeling drained, uninspired, and disconnected. Nourishing our spirit is about fanning that flame and keeping it burning brightly so we can thrive in every aspect of our lives. The practice of nourishing our spirit is different for all of us. We all have unique needs and desires. For some, it involves spending time in nature and soaking in and enjoying the beauty of the outdoors. For others, it is engaging in creative pursuits like painting, writing, playing music, and activities that provide opportunities for free creative expression. Nourishing our spirit may also involve connecting with other people on a deep and meaningful level, whether it's through heartfelt conversations with loved ones, participating in group activities that bring us joy, or volunteering our time to help those in need, fostering meaningful relationships, and making a positive impact in the lives of other people. Well, that can do wonders for our spirit. Arguably, the most important form of nourishing our spirit is taking the time for inward reflection to nourish our own personal growth and development. Now, this might involve practicing mindfulness and meditation to quiet the chatter of our minds and cultivate a sense of inner peace and clarity. It could also mean engaging in self-care activities that replenish our energy and rejuvenate our souls, such as taking long baths, practicing yoga, or indulging in a good book. The key is to listen to our inner voice and pay attention to what truly nourishes our spirit. It's about honoring our own needs and desires rather than trying to live up to external expectations or societal norms. When we prioritize our spiritual well-being, we'll find that everything else falls into place more effortlessly. We'll have more energy, creativity, and resilience to tackle life's challenges, and we will experience a deeper sense of fulfillment and satisfaction in everything that we do. The most profound impact of nourishing our spirit is the way it affects the way we interact with the world around us. When our spirits are nourished, we radiate positivity and compassion, and we become a source of inspiration and support for those around us. We're more attuned to the needs of other people, and we are better equipped to offer love, empathy, and understanding. How we feel on the inside profoundly influences the way we show up in the world. When we are nourishing our spirit and tending to our inner flame, we bring our best selves to every situation, whether it's at work, in our relationships, or in our communities. We approach challenges with resilience and grace, and we spread light and love wherever we go. When we prioritize our spiritual well-being, we unlock a deep sense of joy, purpose, and fulfillment in every aspect of our lives. If you have not already done so, I hope that you will take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. Thanks.